Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
If you have somebody in your life who loves you and cares for you enough to call out your blind spots, you're a very privileged and lucky person. You're a blessed person. Here's what I mean. Look, people who don't care, people who don't love us, they just overlook our blind spots and they gossip or they criticize or they just abandon us, right? But when somebody leans in enough, a truth teller, and says, look, you have a blind spot. Here's what you need to do. You need to address it. Address your blind spot, or very quickly, it will become a dead spot. Let me say that again. If you fail to address your blind spots, then they become a dead spot. What is a dead spot, you may ask? I'll tell you what. It's a place where life no longer exists. It's a place where energy, love, grace, happiness, joy, peace, all these things are absent from a dead spot. You look at the solar system, and I'm not going to get into the black hole specifics, but all I'm saying is there are places in the galaxy and the universe that appear to be a dead spot. It appears that it is completely absent of light. It is absent of anything. And as a result, it's a vacuum. And here's the point. You and I, if we're not careful, by the way, we all have blind spots. Don't think for a second that, you know, one of us has absolutely zero blind spots. In fact, the closer you get to people, the more your platform grows, the more your leadership grows, the more your influence grows, you're going to have more opportunity for people to see your blind spot. But here's the crazy thing. Right now in our culture, there's something big happening with a very privileged, honored leader who's had decades and decades of impact. But here's what's happened. The people around him, for whatever reason, didn't feel like they could address his blind spots. And as a result, we're seeing this leader now in a very public way falling. And my heart goes out to this person and everybody else involved. Because look, any single day, that could be any single one of us. Any one of us, if we start listening to the headlines and the press and this type of thing, and we just keep putting our blind spots behind us, then we are very susceptible to a major downfall. And for whatever reason, I just woke up today with that on my heart, and who knows, maybe it's God's grace that we see other people that, again, we don't rejoice in their downfall. In fact, I'll tell you what it does. It kind of puts the, as they say, the fear of God in me, because I realize that, you know, one choice, all of us are one choice away, that if we truly ignore our blind spot, our lives can become dead spots. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Maybe this is a wake-up call. Maybe it's a warning. Maybe you need to look in the mirror like I am, and I pray that I continue to look in the mirror, because listen, we want to finish well. Very few people finish well in their lives, and that is one of my goals, to finish well and to leave a legacy. So let's be in this thing together. If you've made past mistakes, this is not a video where you beat yourself up. In fact, I have a little phrase that I use with clients, and I tell them to say, up until now. Up until now, I've ignored my blind spots. Up until now, I've been ignorant. Up until now, I've been unaware. But today, I'm choosing awareness. Today, I'm choosing life. Today, I'm choosing God. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today, and listen, share this with someone who needs some encouragement today.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.